the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This week is Passion Week at Cramer Chapel, as you can see by the veiled crosses that accent the theme of the week. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. This week began with the seven last words of Jesus on the cross at Passion Choral Vespers, and it will end with the litany that is centered in our Lord's agony and bloody sweat, his cross and his passion. This is Passion Week for us, but as everyone here knows, it is also Call and Vicarage Week. And as Professor Neufer pointed out last evening, most of us cannot remember when these two services occurred during the season of Lent. But what better link between the Holy Ministry and what the author of Hebrews describes as this New Testament in Christ's blood, especially this affirmation: without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And what better time than Lent to accent that the Holy Ministry is founded on the shed blood of the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many, a ransom that comes only with the shedding of blood. Blood is necessary to make whole what has been broken. And the tragedy of our world is that everything has been broken by sin, death, and the devil. Everywhere you turn, something appears to be broken. Marriages, parishes, nations, institutions, families. It is our nature to break and destroy. And we do it with our own hands. And then as try as hard as we might to make it whole again, we almost always make it worse. Hebrews tells us very clearly at the very center of this homily that it is God who makes whole what is broken. As we heard in the text last night and on the Sunday of Choral Vespers, but Christ, having come as a high priest of the good things to come, by his own blood entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Christ makes things whole through his blood. And this is his testament to us as the mediator of a new covenant. And is it not true that, as Luther so clearly said, our Lord's institution of the Holy Supper was his last will and testament to his disciples? And for that testament to be valid, we are told, the testator must die. Jesus, our testator, must shed his blood through agony and bloody sweat, through cross and passion. Or as our hymn just said, on whose hard arms so widely flung, the weight of this world's ransom hung, the price of humankind to pay, and spoil the spoiler of his prey. Both the old and the New Testaments were inaugurated with blood. And so Moses took the blood of calves and goats with water and with some wool and some hyssop, and he sprinkles the book and then he sprinkles the people. And this is what he says: this is the blood of the testament which God has commanded you. how much more the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. And on the night in which he was betrayed, he took a cup after he had supped, and he said, "Take, drink, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins." Blood, cup, and forgiveness. We can't get away from them in this week of Passion and in this week of ministry. You who will receive a call this evening to serve the people of God with Christ's gifts already know what God is calling you to be. For you will carry out Christ's last will and testament by offering this blood to your people. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.